between such and others having a visit last week. We, myself and a mate of mine, Richard Hadfield from the Commonwealth Assembly, decided to have a look at our country. And so, in doing so, we thought we don't want to just go and have a good holiday, but we thought we could make it profitable as well, so we decided to visit some of the Christians in some of the outback areas. And we're able to go to three places here. You can see Brewarana. I find it hard saying Brewarana, so all the locals call it Bree, and I'm going to do that from now on, so it's easy to Bree as well. We had great times in all three places. The people we met were really nice to us and that, but we didn't like the imagery at all. We arrived there on a Saturday afternoon, and the guys in the town, we thought, no, it's only a small town, really, the imagery. If we didn't ask Doug and Faye where they live, we thought we'd find them no worries. We drove into town, we had a look at a caravan park where we thought we were going to stay, and we had one look and decided we weren't going to stay there because it was in pretty poor condition. We drove into town and started looking around the streets, and we soon found out that there was quite a few streets in Germany. And we actually took a wrong turn. We went down the bad side of town, and it had been payday about 3 days before we got there. And so most of the Aboriginals, as is the case right across the country, they all have, not all, but most of them have a bad drinking problem. And so being payday just a few days earlier, and most of them were drunk, and driving through the town it was an eye out. We were actually scared, or I was anyway. Some of the fellows in town were yelling abuse at us. There was a couple having fisty cuffs over one side, and I said, look, we can't find let us get out of here. I didn't want to stay. But we decided to go to the police station and see if we could find where Doug and Faye were. And as we were, we drove up the street, and there was this little white lady walking up the road, and I said, we should ask her if she knows Doug and Faye. And it ended up being Faye. And we were able to stay there 4 or 5 days, enjoyed a great time of fellowship with them. They are extremely busy in their work. Every day they're out and about with either kids' club teaching scripture at school, or organising Bible studies for the assembly there. One thing in the assembly, there's a lot of sisters that are really going on to the Lord, a lot of ladies that are keen, bright Christians, but as in Germany, as in Bree and other places we saw, many of the men aren't interested. They all have this drinking problem, they just can't get off it. And so that's one bit of a problem there with the assembly there, that there's a lot of keen Christian ladies, but they're lacking in men. So we can pray for the sisters at Germany. We had a weekend at St. George in the middle of Queensland down the bottom there, and many of you probably haven't heard of St. George, and I wonder how many have heard of a couple working there, Mr. and Mrs. Stauncey. Does anybody know Mr. and Mrs. Stauncey? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's not many. They've been there, I don't know, I'm guessing over 20 years they've been with St. George. They've been working full time in the gospel outreach there. We got to church, we actually had to push the truck down the street because the older mate went, so we were pushing the truck down the street to church. Well, I was pushing, Richard was in the seat driving. We arrived at church right on time at 10:30, and we walked in, there was no one in there. And so we thought, no, this is strange, the doors were open. We walked up the back and there was a lady having a cup of tea, and she invited us to have a cup of tea because we found that we had to push the truck there. And we ended up staying in church a bit late, but there was only about 4 or 5 in the assembly at St. George. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Stauncey, his name is Ron, and I never did get to know her name. So Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, they have been working for over 20 years at least in the work of St. George. And there's very little blessing. On Sunday night we were to help them out in the gospel meeting. There was maybe 7 or 8 in the gospel meeting. But there seems to be very little blessing out there. And we came away with just a great impression of their faithfulness to the Lord. After so many years, they're still serving the Lord faithfully. And he goes around teaching scriptures, and everyone in the town knows him. He's been to everyone's house, and in the outlying district as well, telling people about the Lord. So, pray for them and St. George. And finally, Bree. This is a place I've got to know. I've been back 2 or 3 times, and I really love the believers there. It's an assembly of about 30 people. They're all Aboriginal, and they really need our prayers. Well, the assembly ever started maybe 40, 50 years ago, and there's about 30 or 40 in the assembly. There's a couple of men in their 30s and 40s that are really fired up for the Lord. We were there a week the first time, and have been back a couple of times. The first time we were there, they were having meetings every day. And it wasn't just a series of meetings, it was ongoing. I mean, every day there was a meeting. And this is something they'd organise themselves. Sometimes it was in the church, sometimes it was in the home. And if it was in the home, sometimes they'd have a Bible study. If they were unbelievers there, they'd turn it into a gospel meeting. And every night they were having meetings, and they were just so fired up to the Lord. They were having great prayer meetings. Every fortnight they were having an all-night prayer meeting. And that was every fortnight, and they'd go through the night. They started up a Sunday school at Bree, and I've been had the joy of speaking there a couple of times in the Sunday school. There's about 30 or 40 kids from around the town that come. A man by the name of Peter Gordon, he's running that Sunday school. He's on his own, he hasn't got much experience, and he hasn't got much resources to use, but he's teaching the kids about the Lord Jesus. And so you can pray for Peter and the Sunday school there at Bree. Pray for the assembly there. God is really working in the assembly. They've seen people saved. They've seen, at this stage, one of the ladies who has been out of fellowship for a number of years, just a few months ago, she expressed a desire to rejoin the assembly. There was no great reason why she hadn't come. It was just a lack of interest. And she decided, much to her husband's delight, who's a brother in the Navy, she decided to come back into fellowship. She wants to join with the believers again. And I can praise the Lord for that. So, pray for, I'll give you a list of names if you're taking some notes down. Pray for some of the elders you've been, and two other elders, I don't know their real names, I only know their nicknames. Well, the Aboriginals have nicknames, and we do too, but it's funny being introduced to an elder as being introduced to Grub. And I can't remember his real name, so pray for Grub and for TK. They're the three main elders in the assembly. And they're doing a good job, but they really lack a good, solid Bible teaching. And with a good group of young people, they really need Bible teaching. So you can pray for the assembly there. And pray for Peter, who runs the Sunday school. Pray for Fred. He's another Aboriginal man there. He's away driving a lot, so he doesn't get a lot of opportunity to spend time with Christians. And he really needs it. Pray for Ike and for Steve as well. There's some young fellas. All of these young men have had... they've been saved at an early age, but the society around them, so heavily involved in sport and in alcohol, has got the better of them sometime in their life. And they've all been saved at an early age, but they've got away from the Lord. And you can really praise the Lord that these men have returned. And they're really serving the Lord well. And so I want to leave you, I want you to pray too for one young fellow. He's only 19. He's about that big, and he's about that wide. And once you meet him, you'll never forget him. His name's Bradley, we call him Punko. Apparently it's short for pumpkin, because he's such a lump of a lad. He's a really big boy. He's only 19, his dad's almost a full-time alcoholic. But he's really fired up too. He's really going on well for the Lord. He's got so much against him. His mother ran off when he was young and wants nothing to do with him. And obviously his dad's in the drink all the time. And there's no other real young people his age apart that are Christians in town, and so he's really finding it hard to go on for the Lord, just because he's got no other Christian friends. There's other men in their 30s and 40s have been really good to him and are really helping him out, but he's going to find it hard, particularly over the next few years. So pray for Brad and pray for the Christians at Bree. Before I get down, I didn't want to get up here this afternoon because I'm not a missionary. I just work for the water board in town. I've never had a calling, as it were. And I thought, people are going to think I'm a missionary, and all my mates here said, that when they ask you, you can see a little smile come to their face, what are you going to be standing up here? I went to a wedding last week, came down to Berry, and as I was driving out of the church there was a sign that said, I can't remember the exact words, but it was along the lines of, you're now entering the mission field. And up until then I didn't consider myself a missionary, but in a way we're all missionaries. We all have a job to do, we all have a mission to tell the gospel. And while we can remember these Christians in the world, in Australia, and right around the world, let's not forget that we have a job to do in Sydney here. And we need to go out there and preach the gospel to our neighbours, to our friends, to our families.